It's very important that we pray. Matthew 17 verse 21. Now, there was a routine case of demon possession. The disciples could not deal with it, and Jesus had to deal with it. Then the disciples came to ask Jesus, how come we couldn't handle this? And Jesus said, albeit this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. A lot of people have been deeply entrenched in strong habits, right? You need to break them through prayer and fasting. You need to break them through prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Like the sister who was praying, she said, it is a fight. That you don't leave Egypt without a fight. You have to fight. And that fighting is prayer and fasting. You know one thing I discovered every time I went on a fast? Every time I went on a fast, I discovered that something about the flesh dropped off from me. Something about the flesh dropped off from me. Hallelujah. You need to fast and pray and to deal with these things. So that's step number three, fasting and prayer. And in fasting and prayer, we're not begging God, but we are creating an atmosphere where the Spirit of God can minister to us and strengthen us against the opposition that we are facing. Hallelujah. So fasting and prayer is our step three. Praise the Lord. I actually divided them into four steps. Step three is prayer, and step four is fasting. So four things, if you note them, the full explanation are all in the book. Number one is your associations, who you relate with. Your friends determine, in fact, when I look at you, it's not what you tell me and what I see you do alone that tells me who you are. I look at your friends. Once I see your friends, I know where to place you. Someone was struggling with a smoking habit and she went to seek counseling and she was asked, who are your closest friends? Give us number one. Number one, does she smoke? Yes or no? Yes. Number two, does she smoke? Yes or no? Yes. Number three, does she smoke? Yes or no? Yes. That's your answer. Hallelujah. Because when the three of them light up, how will you do it without lighting up? Amen. Some years back, somebody asked me after work. He said, we are going out. You see, when men tell you that we are going out after work, it's a message. So they said, Shola, we are going out. Are you coming with us? And I said, I don't go out. Hallelujah. And this is the reason. If I go out with them, when we get there, and if there are four of us that went there, and four girls come. So, guy number one takes one, guy number two takes two, guy number three takes three, and they will serve you with it. You know that you have to go and run. So, when they bring the fourth one to you, what are you going to say? You say, yes, I'm a believer, I'm a Christian, blah, blah, blah. It's better not to go. Hallelujah. Very important. Now, those four steps are the things that I have shared, and they have brought testimonies of deliverance to people. It could be something as simple as your associations. Many of you come to pray, but you are not ready to give up those associations. If you don't give those associations up, the prayer is a waste. Hallelujah. So some of you are going to get home today. I'm looking forward to hearing your testimonies of how you cut those associations. Hallelujah. Is it possible for the keyboardists to play so while we begin to round up? Because we're going to do some praying. Are we praying before the questions, or we're taking questions before the prayer? Which one? Huh? Oh, we're praying first. Oh, okay. So we're going to take some prayer points. We're going to take some prayer points now, and we're going to be asking God for deliverance. Now, I touched on various areas, but I might not even have touched on your own area, but the Lord knows it. Hallelujah. The Lord knows it. And you see, like I said earlier, some of them are so complicated. Some of them are so intricate that you might not even be in a position to say it out in the open because of the person next to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But we are going to pray. We are definitely going to pray. Hallelujah. Let's stand on our feet and we're going to start praying. How many of us can pray in tongues? Can we pray in tongues? Hallelujah. All right, let's charge ourselves up in the Holy Spirit. Let's begin to pray in tongues right now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. These things that we have shared today, I want to say this afternoon that they are for Christians. Many times on social media, you know, people confront me about some of the things I teach, and I say to them that, wait, these things I've just shared are for born-again Christians. So they might be difficult for you to comprehend if you are not first of all saved. Hallelujah. Someone asked me one day and said, what you are saying is not practicable. I said, why? He said, how can you say that people should not fornicate before they marry? That there is nobody out there that is not asking to fornicate before they marry. I said, I don't know who your crowd is, but God's word speaks against it. God's word speaks against it, and there are people in the house of God who still will not indulge in it before they get married. Hallelujah. But let it be known that my broadcast was intended at Christians. Hallelujah. If you are not born again, your spirit has not been recreated. If your spirit is not recreated, you don't have the power to fight Satan. Do you understand? You don't have the power to revolt against Satan. You don't have the power to revolt against soul ties. But God has brought you here for a reason. You didn't come here by coincidence. We ask God to bring you here so that you can meet with the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Hallelujah. The question of where you end up at the end of time is far more important than the question of who you marry. Do you understand? If Jesus were to come back now, the question of are we going to heaven or are we going to hell is a far more important question to ask than the question of who am I going to marry. So if you are here today and you have not given your life to Christ, if you are here today and you have not invited Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior, we have this opportunity today to do that. on March 13, 1985, I made a decision as a teenager to follow Jesus. I look back to that day and I don't regret it one bit. Hallelujah. That is the most important blessing that I have received from God in my life. So if you are here today and you know that you know that you know that you cannot answer that question convincingly, that if Jesus comes in now and says the earth is all over, heaven or hell, and you cannot answer that question where you are going, you need to pray this prayer with us. You need to come out and we're going to pray with you. Hallelujah. I have prayed this prayer for myself. Many people here have also prayed that prayer and accepted Jesus Christ into their lives. So please, if you are not born again, if you have not yet committed your life to Christ, if you cannot say that, look, if Jesus comes now, or if you die today, that you are going to heaven, please lift up your hands. I want to pray with you. Hallelujah. Please lift up your hands if you want to give your life to Christ. The message of soul ties is actually for believers. It's actually for people that God has given the backbone to fight the enemy. Hallelujah. You need to be saved first. You need to be born again. You need to be on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. So if you are here and you are not saved, you are not born again, please lift up your hands. I want to pray with you. Hallelujah. Please lift up your hands. If you're here and you want to give your life to Christ, that lady at the back there, are you lifting up your hands? Okay, please take one more step and come forward so we can pray with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any more? Hallelujah. Please lift up your hands and let's see you. You want to pray that prayer? Hallelujah. Please come forward so we can pray with you. Please come towards the altar here so we can pray with you. Hallelujah. If you cannot say precisely, that if Jesus comes today, I am going to heaven with him, you need to pray this prayer with us. Hallelujah. You need to pray this prayer. Hallelujah. Please lift up your hands. Lift up your hands and come forward. We're going to close this call now because we need to move on to the other aspects of the service. Hallelujah. I have five more seconds. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to read Romans chapter 10 verses 9 and 10 for you. He says that that if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That with your heart man, believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we're going to confess Jesus Christ as our Lord together. So you are going to pray this prayer with me. It's a very simple prayer. And after praying this prayer with me, you are saved and you are going to go away with the ushers and they will give you more information about the decision that you have made today. So I want you to say it loud with me. Say with me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you today. I acknowledge today that I was born a sinner and that you sent Jesus Christ to die on the cross for me. You sent him to die as my replacement on the cross. Right now, I receive Jesus Christ into my life as Lord and Savior. I confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and I confess Jesus Christ as my Savior today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you because I am now saved in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for saving me in Jesus' name. I'll pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these precious souls. Lord, I thank you because this work of salvation is not the work of man, but it is your work. Father, Lord, I thank you because this decision that they have made today, you will uphold them, you will strengthen them in their work with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give a round of applause. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's sing the song and then we're going to pray and break those soul ties. By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophets told. These are the days of the latter rain. God is moving his power again. By the anointing, Jesus breaks. Need to be broken. various habits that need to be broken. Various secret habits that need to be broken. Hallelujah. There are some habits that not even a second person knows about. But the Bible says that bread and stolen waters can be sweet in the mouth, but when they get into your mouth, they turn into gravel. Hallelujah. We have come to seek deliverance from those things. We have come to seek deliverance from those soul ties right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, habits of smoking, habits of alcohol addiction, habits of fornication, habits of inordinate desires, habits of impure and sexual thoughts towards the wrong people. Lord, we come against those habits right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we declare total freedom from those habits. In the name of Jesus. Mountain of addiction has been removed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, even if I don't name it, you know it. Whatever it is, even if I don't name it, you know it. Some people are even feeling sexual movement towards the wrong gender. You know it. You know it. So we speak to that mountain and we command it to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are loosed into divine and clean relationships in the name of Jesus Christ. God takes away the one so that he can establish the other. For every soul tie relationship that has been taken away, the right relationships will come into our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Delilah stood in the way of Samson's progress. So every soul tie that is standing in the way of your spiritual progress, we remove it today in the name of Jesus Christ. Abraham lied that she's my sister. Isaac too lied that she's my sister. David was scoping from the bathroom. Solomon took it to a higher level. Soul tie that came in through the bloodline, we come against it now in the name of Jesus. God told Abraham, cast out the bondman and our son. It was a difficult decision for Abraham, but it had to be done, or else Isaac will be hampered. Isaac is like your destiny. Hagar and her son, they are like the things in the flesh that you have created. Lord, we receive grace right now to cast out Hagar and our bondman out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Our mistakes will not grow to conquer our testimonies in the name of Jesus. Our mistakes will not grow to conquer our miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Yes, you are here saying that you don't know what may I have done. I don't think God can forgive me for what I have done. Some of you have not even been able to find somebody to tell the full details of what you have done. But I'm here to say to you today that the Bible says that the blood of Christ shall purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Satan is bringing that condemnation. so that you can go back into it, so that you can say there's no point fighting it. I've already done 8 abortions. I can as well do the 9th. My own is beyond redemption. No, that's not true. It's a lie of Satan. He says the blood of Christ shall purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. If you are here today and your conscience is being haunted by what you have done in the past, I am here to say to you today that the blood of Christ purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say with me, as from today, my conscience is purged from dead works to serve the living God. I am born of God. I am an overcomer. I overcome every negative habit in my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am free from pornography. I am free from masturbation habits. I am free from adultery. I am free from fornication. I am free from smoking habits. I am free from alcohol habits. I am free from inordinate desires. In the name of Jesus Christ. If you are free, raise up your hands and shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I decided to go this way because I would rather keep it this way because there are things that you can't even bear to say to the person next to you, but you know that those things are hurting you. And what we have done is that we have covered those things, we have dealt with them with the spoken word of God and the anointing. Hallelujah. And make sure you stay free. Stay free, stay free, stay free. Watch your associations. Watch your associations. That's very key. Hallelujah. You may be seated.